and warning people to get the Hades out of my way. Doctrine might be coming. Not a drill.
Warning, warning, Catholic doctrine approaching. Proceed immediately to a truth-resistant shelter. This is not a drill.
Now, I am told by people who are well-intentioned, although I don't believe that they are logic and they're not using reason. I have been told,
keep your religious opinions to yourself.
This is America, Mike. We keep religion and politics separate. Bingo! There's your problem right there. Doctor has identified the cancer. Now, what are we going to do about it? Why is that the solution? Well, it's pretty simple. Because our Lord gave us the teaching, capital T, that is based on the truth, capital T, and shows us the way, capital T, capital W, it's not in question. And it wasn't in question, well, not so widespread in question, until the revolt. What did the revolt unleash? The revolt unleashed a countermeasure to the authority, countermeasure to the teaching and unifying authority of the church. That's what it did. It's still doing it today, which is why elections cannot solve this problem. The political class cannot solve this problem. It is a problem of souls. And it is also a problem of a war that continues to be waged to this day, as it has been since about 3:15 p.m., 25 March 33 A.D., against the faith. And against the teaching, and against the way, and the truth, and the life. Some people have figured this out. And some people have changed their lives. And have made great acts of humility. And say, you know what? I really can't fix this, but grace can. You know, there's a saying, or a practice, in Roman Catholic teaching. Those of you that aren't initiated, I think it's a pretty beautiful one. You might want to try it yourself. It's called perfection through grace. What's the principal beauty of perfection through grace is that, number one, you acknowledge you're not perfect. That's hard for American in 2017. I mean, look, we got iPhones, baby. We got running water. We got convection ovens in our houses. And we got phones that talk to us. We are perfect. And by the way, I find perfect mates too online. Probably not. Perfection through grace acknowledges I ain't perfect. Never gonna be. However, grace, God's grace, is perfect. And it can perfect you. Now, it can't make you perfect, but it can perfect you. This is an act of humility that every person that is listening to this show and every person that comes in contact with that grace through the real presence can take a part in. And that does restore the order because you don't have a choice in the matter. Once you acknowledge that there is an authority and you acknowledge that there is a teaching and you acknowledge that there is a way to live your life, my life, keeping in concert with that and not violating what it teaches, you've licked the problem. Now, you can fall, you can sin, you can backslide if you will, but you still know what the remedy is. This is what the medieval men and women had that we don't have today. And the only way you're going to get rid of the deceit, the lies, the thievery, and the corruption, and all the other atrocities that go with modern American and modern Western government is to return to the authority. Now, people tell me, they say, Mike, Middle Church, you've got to be ecumenical about it. You have to be the denominational about it, Middle Church. No, I don't. I am the king. I am King Mike I of my house on in Madisonville, Louisiana. I am also Father Mike. I'm the priest in that house. I am also the philosopher in that house. Our little community, we got the order. Now, we fall out of order every now and then. That's what we have confession for. We got the order right. If everyone just did that, you wouldn't have these political problems. Why? Because you'd have humble people pursuing holy deaths and blessed eternities as your rulers. And they probably wouldn't want to rule in the manner in which they rule today. This is why this ridiculous notion, oh, well, Roy Moore lost and Steve Bannon's in trouble. Is Steve Bannon, is his house in trouble? I don't believe he has a wife and children. If he did, are his wife and children in danger? Did they fall away from the faith? Are they out there committing acts of lewd mortal sin? I don't know. Well, then he's in trouble. See, we view trouble as something material. Well, Mike, you know, you didn't get your goal of how many listeners you wanted. You didn't just use me as an example. You didn't meet your goal of how many guest memberships you got. So you failed. Yeah, I failed in the temporal. You're right. And I am failing. And it doesn't look like we will get there. Although maybe you hear this and you decide to participate and give a gift membership to my radio show and this channel. You could. Regardless, did I really lose? Am I losing? Or are we trying to gain something more permanent? Something eternally permanent. And that's what we ought to all be doing. Folks, that's what life's purpose is. And when you do that, you may say, well, that's just too simple. Well, you know, why does it have to be complicated? Why do you have to have constitutions and Bill of Rights when you already know what living together and what God's commandments are for me to act with you? Don't covet your wife. Don't lie to you. Don't kill you. Don't steal from you. It's pretty simple. It's pride, though. They said, no. Just like we read earlier from Brad Berzer, the Israelites went to Samuel and he said, we want a king. Samuel went, all right, hold that thought. I'm going to go commune, you know, with the man. Hey, God, hey, Lama. People want a king. God said, no, man, they don't want a king. And Samuel said, why not? God said, Samuel, really, can't you just trust me, dude? Samuel went, I trust you, Lord, but can you give me a reason so I can tell them? And, of course, he was told, and he went back and told them. What'd they tell him? Okay, Samuel. Yeah, we heard. No, man, we want a king. We got a king. Been all downhill ever since. You don't need kings. You need the king and the teaching and the authority. Now, again, I warned you before I said this because I'm not supposed to say that. I'm supposed to be all democratic and ecumenically, you see. Supposed to spread the wealth out there and welcome. Oh, Mitter Church, please, it's a big tent. It is a big tent. It's a huge tent. It's the biggest tent in the history of mankind. Are you coming in? Hey, man, door's open. It's getting cold in here. Are you coming in? That's for you to answer. That's the answer to Roy Moore. That's the answer to Trump not getting his way. That's the answer. Now, it's not a perfect one. I never said it was, and anyone that would tell you that is a liar. But it is the answer.